Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, an independent presidential candidate chose Utah as the first state to file his candidacy this morning. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed his candidacy today after a legal battle to get his name on the ballot. The lieutenant governor ended up changing the dates to file to actually allow for this. Speaking to supporters at the Capitol, he spoke today mostly on the battle ahead to get his name on the ballot in every other state.
I want to beat President Trump, but I want to beat him fair and square in an election where everybody gets to vote for who they want to vote for.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden are leading a field of both Democrats and Republicans vying for the White House. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Less than 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump is appealing his ballot ban in Maine and is soon expected to appeal in Colorado. ABC's Alex Prochet is in Des Moines talking to potential voters.
One gentleman who does plan to caucus for President Trump, at least as of now, he was saying that, look, you know, for him, it's more so the policy and the politics of personality that was drawing him to President Trump more so than any of the other headlines. So, not so sure that just as of yet that these developments in Maine are going to play out here.
Trump's Republican rivals are already on the ground in Iowa, but the former president is not expected there until Friday. The presidential campaign isn't the only one on our horizon. If you're hoping to run for office in Utah, the deadline to file is next week.
Elections officials say next week's deadline, a close of business Monday, January 8th, may catch some by surprise. KSL.com reports thanks to a change in Utah law, the filing deadline was moved from the second Friday in March to next Monday. Filing period began yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson officially ushering in the 2024 elections in Utah, applying to partisan candidates in federal, statewide, county, and local races. Henderson agreed to allow independent presidential candidates until March 5th after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sued over the January 8th deadline. Utah will hold primary elections on June 25th, and Election Day is November 5th. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Dozens are dead in Iran after bombings that officials there are calling a terrorist attack.
Iran reporting over 100 dead and dozens injured when two explosions tore through a crowd at a cemetery in the city of Kreman. That's about 500 miles south of Tehran. The bombs exploding as Iranians gathered near the gravesite of General Qasem Soleimani for a ceremony to mark the fourth anniversary of his death. The U.S. killed Soleimani, the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, in a drone attack in Baghdad. No one is claiming the deadly twin bombing. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
New details in the Jeffrey Epstein case could soon be released. A federal judge is expected to unseal hundreds of court documents today. The documents would reveal the names of 150 people, including alleged co-conspirators, victims, witnesses, and more. KSL News Time 12:03. The man accused of shooting at random drivers in Juab County has been convicted. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Adam Lloyd Gein is convicted of 5 counts of attempted murder after shooting at random cars on I-15. It was back in 2021 when police responded to multiple shots fired on the freeway between Nephi and Scipio. Gein was in an SUV shooting people from behind, hitting 5 different drivers. He took a plea deal, reducing his charges. His attorney said he was drinking at the time and not in his right mind. He faces anywhere from 5 to 75 years in prison. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
First responders in Sevier County were scrambling to help nearly 50 people who were poisoned by carbon monoxide over the weekend. Sheriff Nathan Curtis shared his thoughts with KSL TV.
We'd never had anything that big that happened before where that many people coming into the emergency room needing medical care all at once. So it was a huge tax on our local services.
Officials are urging people to learn what the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning look like. Park City is teaming up with a national company to get parents financial assistance for child care needs. KSL News Radio's Emma Kettington has more.
Upwards is an organization that brings communities throughout the country affordable child care. They've teamed up with Park City Community Foundation to get as much as $1,700 per child per month to eligible families. Vice President of Community Impact at Upwards, Jessica Santangelo, says anyone living in Park City can apply.
For individuals that live outside of Park City, but they still work in Park City, they are eligible for $200 per child, and that is up to 3 years of age.
Park City Mayor Nan Worrell says this will help people in the community stay in the workforce and afford safe and secure child care. You can find the application and eligibility details at KSLNewsRadio.com. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look Traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Not sure what's going on I-215's north end, but delays are in place again. They fill in, clear out, fill in again. It may be construction. Expect some slowing westbound I-215 between I-15 and the Legacy switchoff. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
Hey, at least we're still enjoying baseball on a Saturday night, right?
Even if it is T-ball.
Go, Timmy!
Yeah, but tickets to the majors are just so expensive now. And who knows, maybe we're seeing a pro in the making.
Sure, in like 20 years.
How is he safe?
Boo! This ump stinks!
The ump is only 14. We don't really do that.
Oh, my bad. You're doing a great job, ump.
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice. So save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
When's the best time to plant a tree? It was 20 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? It's now. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I remember years ago being sent home from elementary school with a small tree in a styrofoam cup. I know some of you can relate. If that was planted, it's now bigger than you are. Your finances are the same way. The best time to get started, or the best time to get a second opinion, is now. And with time and patience, imagine how big your financial tree could be. 20 years ago, if you invested $1,000 in Apple stock, it could be worth over $500,000 today. That is a big tree. Do that for you and do that for someone you love. Call Trajan Wealth today and help us help you plant that financial tree. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed as a presidential candidate in Utah this morning. Utah is the first state to allow the independent candidate to put his name on the ballot. KSL News Time, 12:08. California is cracking down on retailers selling flavored tobacco products. ABC's Blake Trolley reports from Los Angeles.
Stores now face up to $600 fines on their first strike and increasing fines if they continue breaking the rules. The American Lung Association's Kisa Bruce says stiffer laws are essential to keeping minors from becoming addicted to tobacco.
Targeting flavored tobacco is important because they are especially popular among youth.
The same bill that stiffened the laws beginning this year also directed the California Department of Public Health to become the lead enforcement agency. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
People diagnosed with hypochondria face a surprising risk for health issues. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
Turns out, the amount of stress caused by being constantly afraid of being sick can damage your white blood cells. Consequently, your ability to fight disease takes a hit, too. Those diagnosed with illness anxiety disorder face an 84% mortality rate compared to those who aren't.
If you know someone with hypochondria, then talk to them, listen, and help them follow the advice of a doctor. But I keep cruising. The tutus worn in Taylor Swift's Shake It Off music video were rented from Ballet West back in 2015. Now they're getting dusted off and cleaned to be used in the company's Swan Lake production starting next month. Now the costumes will be back on stage, just not worn by Swift. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Well, UDOT says we still have a small accident northbound I-15 between 33rd and 2100 South. I cannot see anything in the live traffic cameras. And if you're driving that direction, nothing to slow you down. So if it's still there, it's out of traffic, but I suspect it's in the final cleanup stages. And then we have delays. Some of this traffic is completely stopped. This is I-215's north end going westbound between I-15 and Legacy. No accidents reported there, so it's likely road work. If that's your direction, just be patient. They'll start to let traffic go again. This fills in, then clears out, fills in again. So just, again, be patient, and they'll get you through here quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, I noticed some super good news for drivers on I-215 on the East Bench and I-80. They've taken down the construction zone, put up regular speed limit signs this week, and...
Oh, big relief.
It's only, what, like 3 years?
It seems like it.
Feels
so
good.
So you can go with ease on I-215's East Belt now.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ricky.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 43. A little bit of haze as we've seen some improvement. 28 overnight goes to 37 with cloudy skies tomorrow. And yes, a chance for some flurries. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's chilly, 36 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, big changes in the weather are ahead this week. Meteorologist Samuel Weber with the National Weather Service will give us some details next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, we are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Have you heard of IRS Tax Code Section 1.408A-4? It sounds complicated, but it's a simple tax law thousands of Utah families are using to lock in lower tax bills when they retire. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, and some of this money is in an IRA or 401k, it could save you tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in future tax bills. You can find out how much you could save by requesting a free and confidential retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions, a 5-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. For your free retirement tax analysis, call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
If you suffer from ugly yellow toe fungus, please listen closely. Toe fungus is not just an embarrassing cosmetic issue. It can be the sign of an underlying health problem. And if left untreated, can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But conventional treatments like foot soaks, prescription drugs, and laser treatments don't get to the root of the problem and are no match for drug-resistant fungi. But researchers have developed a new and different at-home treatment, and now thousands of people have finally ended their struggle with toe fungus. It's called Crystal Flush, and it's now available to try risk-free for 60 days. This is a limited-time offer that's not available in stores. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. You no longer have to let embarrassing toe fungus ruin your life. But don't wait. Try it risk-free at crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com.
Start the new year on the right note. Join the Utah Symphony January 4th through 6th for a program featuring the work Beethoven himself considered one of his best. Experience world-class musicians performing his exhilarating 7th Symphony, along with works by Mozart and more. Plus, before the performance, everyone, even adults, can try a musical instrument at our instrument petting zoo in the lobby. Tickets start at $21. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. Listen to the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. The Utah Symphony's Masterworks concerts offer elegant and entertaining evenings at Maurice Abravanel Hall in the heart of Salt Lake City, featuring timeless masterpieces by Beethoven, Dvorak, and Mozart, and even world premieres from modern composers. Tickets start as low as $21. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Hear the greatest hits from the 1700s to today with the Utah Symphony. KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
UDOT finished more than 130 projects across the state in 2023, one of them now getting its final touch-ups, the repaving project on I-80 and the 215 East Belt. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Weber County is getting a new inland port facility on 8,700 acres of land, but some residents think it's too harmful to the environment. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Delays, and this is I-215's belt route up at the north end, westbound between I-15 and North Salt Lake to just past Legacy. If you need to get to I-215's west belt, you may want to consider taking Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy with showers in the southern half. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A group of GOP House lawmakers touring the Texas southern border today, putting bipartisan talks for a border security and aid package on hold for now.
Speaker Mike Johnson is leading a delegation of fellow House Republicans to the border at Eagle Pass, Texas. At the Capitol, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
It's very nice that they have a trip to the border, but the only way to solve this is here, working in a bipartisan way.
The White House has bipartisan Senate talks on border policy as part of a Ukraine-Israel funding bill are moving in the right direction. But there's no telling whether any Senate compromise might be acceptable to the GOP-controlled House. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Former President Trump's legal team will appeal the decision by Maine Secretary of State barring Trump's name on the primary presidential ballot due to his actions during the January 6th attacks. This follows the Colorado Supreme Court issuing a similar ruling. The 14th Amendment case is so far not having an impact on Trump in the polls, with less than 2 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses. ABC's political director, Rick Klein, has more.
Politically, nothing has hurt him at all. In fact, it only seems to have helped him. The one catch on all of this, of course, is that the voting hasn't started yet.
Russia continues to launch airstrikes across Ukraine, but both countries today announcing a prisoner swap agreement. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the foreign desk.
The deal, sponsored by the United Arab Emirates, is fairly large. Kyiv says 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home. Russia's defense ministry says 248 Russian servicemen have been freed from Ukrainian captivity. The exchange following other such deals earlier in the war, which is nearing the two-year mark.
Iranian leaders condemned the twin blast today at a ceremony honoring Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, killed 4 years ago in a U.S. drone attack. More than 100 people died in the explosions today. No one has claimed responsibility. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The big changes in the weather are ahead for us this week, as snow is expected to southern Utah today and the Wasatch Front this weekend. Meteorologist Samuel Weber with the National Weather Service gives us some details.
Changes are beginning today as we start to bring in a storm system across really the southwest U.S., which is going to impact southern Utah. So we're going to see some snow start to spread across the southern Utah mountains today.
As early as tomorrow, but more likely starting Saturday, Weber says the storm will start to move across the Wasatch Front.
Things are starting to shift a little bit as far as models go. And so there's still some uncertainties on how much snow we'll see along the Wasatch Front. As things are looking right now, we're looking at about 2 to 5 inches for the valley areas of the Wasatch Front, potentially up to a foot on the Wasatch Back, especially in the Ogden Valley and the Park City areas. But again, there's some potential for this storm to dive further south, which would potentially cut off northern Utah for strong potential for heavier snowfall, so that 2 to 5 inches could be more like 0 to 2 inches. But if that solution does not pan out where the storm drops further to the south, we could end up more so with, 5 to 8 inches of snow on the Wasatch Front.
There are a lot of different scenarios that this storm might take, Weber says. The new year, new weather pattern. What does seem certain is that the temperatures are definitely going to drop. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. Here's Ricky Meese.
A good drive on I-15 both directions if you're traveling between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad. The one spot and the exception is I-215 up at the north end in the North Salt Lake area with westbound delays between I-15 to just past Legacy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, mostly cloudy today with a high of 43. Tomorrow, 37, cloudy and a chance for flurries. Snow showers likely on Friday, 36. We go for snow showers again on Saturday, 35. Maybe a more robust storm on Sunday, but right now the track of that storm for Sunday does look like it continues to slide south. High of 33 then. 28's all you get for Monday, partly cloudy, and a chance for snow showers again as we work into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Looks like investors are worried about what may happen with interest rates. Will they go up? Will they go down? We're going to check your money news coming up next. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? Ah, the joy of taxes. It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors can help you create a plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up your tax strategy session with Mike Stevens and Capital Wealth Advisors now. Call 801-210-5500. That's 801-210-5500. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid some of those whoa moments in retirement. Call 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
Guns. Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
Don't miss the Rocky Mountain Gun Show January 6th and 7th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Two semi-truckloads of wholesale ammo with no limit on quantity. Get 500 rounds of 9mm ammo for $95 and 1,000 rounds of .223 for $395. Shop our massive selection of firearms, mags, knives, and outdoor equipment. It's the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, so you know it'll be good.
Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
Jeff Kaplan here for my good friends at Advanced Window Products. Jake Weber and Nate Orchard are spreading the holiday cheer with their biggest sale of the year. If the wind whistles through your windows, if you want a fresh new look for your number one investment, your home, call Advanced Window Products and take advantage of this incredible end-of-year sale. Replace all of your windows and frames, and you get $2,500 off. But that's not all. You get a free premium glass upgrade. Insulate your home against the cold with double-pane windows and stylish frames, any style, any color, and they're built custom right here at their headquarters in Salt Lake City for 37 years. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. Plus, an additional $2,500 off and a free premium glass upgrade. You can save now, pay later, so take advantage. Call now, Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100, or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Dave and Debbie.
One of my favorite things about Debbie is when we're in the middle of an interview, a light flips on and there's something that she picked out. I call it her spidey sense. And then she just tenaciously goes after that line of questioning. If someone tries to spin it, she's respectful, but she's firm and she won't let you go with just that easy, trite answer. She's going to get down to the bottom of it. And I love it.
I've always been impressed with Dave's ability to go back in his memory bank and drag out factual details from previous interviews, weeks, months, even years ago. It is phenomenal to watch that happen because it adds so much context to our coverage in the moment. Dave's got it all right up here in his brain, and that's impressive.
This is a thing that Debbie does not do well. On the fly math.
I agree. So one thing I agree with him on.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1224. Airlines say things went smoothly during a very busy travel period.
Airlines are celebrating smooth travel periods both over Thanksgiving and then again from Christmas through New Year's. The end-of-year holiday travel period officially ended on Tuesday, and airlines say they had relatively few cancellations and delays. Some airlines say they had their best performances ever. The TSA says it screened over 32 million passengers from December 21st to January 2nd, an almost 15% increase over last year.
That is ABC's Alex Stone. KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. The two government spending bill deadlines are coming up quick, one on January 19th and the other on February 2nd. Congress already struggled to come to an agreement on the extension back in November. The forecasting site CalSheet thinks that there's a 30% chance the government will shut down this month. Starbucks will now let customers use reusable cups for almost every order, including customers going through the drive-thru. It's part of the coffee chain's goal to reduce waste, but if you're going to bring your own cup, it has to be clean and under 40 ounces. World shares have dropped after Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some big gains from last year. U.S. futures were lower and oil prices declined. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now is down 170 points, about 0.5%, sitting at 37,545. S&P, it's down by 24. The NASDAQ down by 129 points. While directing his new movie, George Clooney says he learned the British really don't like the French.
George Clooney is driving the boat in the underdog sports story, The Boys in the Boat.
They said we couldn't beat the Germans.
He's not literally in the boat, but he did direct the story of the 1936 U.S. men's Olympic rowing team. And that meant dressing up a British museum in Nazi flags to make it look like Berlin in 1936. Clooney tells me it was a striking image. And before doing it, an older, very decorated British soldier came up to him with a question.
What is exactly you want to do here? And I said, well, we're going to hang a bunch of swastikas up on the thing here. And he looks at me for a minute and he goes, but no French flags. I go, no. He goes, okay, fine. I mean, that stuff runs deep.
The Boys in the Boat stars Joel Edgerton. It's in theaters now. Jason Adens and ABC News, Hollywood.
We're just days away.
State lawmakers are already hard at work on a number of bills.
Making decisions that affect you.
Utah's 2024 legislative session starts in January. Get updates on every bill with Tim and Amanda mornings and Jeff Kaplan afternoons. Eye on the Hill 2024
on KSL News Radio.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's a crash-free commute for your Wednesday noon hour. However, delays continue. They're easing, but still a little bogged down westbound I-215 at the north end from just after I-15 to just past Legacy Parkway. No major delays. Again, it fills in and slows down, then clears out. So just be aware if your travels take you that direction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 43. Yes, still dealing with a little bit of haze. Overnight lows dipping off into the upper 20s. For tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for flurries, 37 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 36 degrees. St. George at this hour, not much warmer at 40, but Logan chilly at 30 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. UDOT wrapped up more than 130 projects around the state in 2023. However, one of those projects still has some work left to do. KSL News Radio's Adam Small explains why it made the list.
Crews have been working for more than 2 years to repave and add a new lane to I-80 between 13th and 23rd East and to repave the I-215 East Belt between 33rd and 45th South. However, if you've driven through that area recently, you've probably still noticed some construction equipment around. UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says for all intents and purposes, the project is done. They just need to get some electronic signs and a strip of guardrail up. One reason it's not done yet, he says, is because of the push to finish the West Davis Highway.
It has been a huge focus to get this project going and to get it completed.
But with West Davis opening this weekend, Gleason says they should be able to wrap up those last items on the I-80-215 project in the next couple of months. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UDOT says when the West Davis Highway opens, you might see a lane closure here or there because they will be doing some landscaping and cosmetic work, but the actual road and trail system is ready. UDOT says you can start driving on the new highway between Centerville and West Point starting this Saturday morning at 11:30. Weber County's new inland port facility is causing controversy among environmentalists. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
A facility is in the works on a largely undeveloped piece of land just north of the Ogden Bay Waterfowl Management Area. It got some strong opposition in a meeting this week. Residents are worried the development will cause harm to the environment, including the wetlands, the Great Salt Lake, and even the air. Weber County officials are saying safeguards are in place, but we won't really know the full details of those until next week when the final plan is revealed.
The Inland Port Authority claims it will help the environment by generating tax money. Big changes are on the way for Utah weather this week. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
It's a new year and a new weather pattern. According to Samuel Weber with the National Weather Service,
there is going to be snow in Utah. How much is still up in the air?
Southern Utah is expected to see a good amount of snow starting today. Starting Saturday night, Weber says we'll get some significant valley and mountain snow on the Wasatch Front. How much snow will depend on a currently uncertain weather pattern. The Wasatch Valley could see anywhere from 2 to 8 inches of snow and even more in the mountains. Weber says this new storm pattern will at the very least make it feel a bit more like a Utah winter. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Now, as for today, there is some good news for our air quality.
Eastern Uinta Basin, we're in the green. We're also now into the green for Utah Valley. And improvement has been made for Salt Lake and Davis counties. We were in the orange the last several days. The reason why we've seen improvement is, well, winds are increasing at upper levels. Whenever you get that happening, it's an indication you've got a storm on the West Coast and on our doorstep.
And that was KSL's Matt Johnson. Today's high is 43. KSL's top national stories. Those incoming storms are currently slamming California's coast, causing serious damage. ABC's Alex Stone is in California.
Communities along California's coast are already cleaning up from extreme waves that crashed onto shore last week, causing damage and flooding streets. 25-foot waves could hit areas of Northern California through Thursday morning. Joshua Whidbey owns an oceanfront seafood restaurant in Capitola, California.
We're installing storm hurricane doors across the back of the restaurant, just in preparation for the next one.
Warnings are up for people to stay out of the water. Alex Stone, ABC News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading a Republican delegation to the southern border in Texas today. At the Capitol, the president and Congress are still working to negotiate a border policy deal.
The president has asked for money for Ukraine and Israel and also for border security. That legislation's written. And what Republicans said is they also wanted to put into that immigration policy changes, changes to things like asylum policy and other things that aren't just dollars and cents, but actual policy changes. And so that's what the negotiators are trying to hammer out right now.
That was ABC's Jay O'Brien. KSL News Time, 1233. Former University of Utah President David Pierpont Gardner has died at 90 years old. The U.S. says Gardner was crucial in expanding its status as a major research institution. He was the university's 10th president, and he served for 10 years. Police are saying more about the man who was found dead inside an inactive jet turbine at Salt Lake International Airport. KSL-TV's Shelby Lofton reports.
Salt Lake City police say the incident started at 9:52 p.m. when an airport store manager reported a disturbance. According to police's timeline, Kyler Effinger took an emergency exit at 9:56, setting off the alarm. At 10:04, police say another pilot spotted Effinger. About 5 minutes later, officers found him unconscious inside the engine's intake cowling.
First responders performed CPR for about 20 minutes before Effinger was declared dead. Utah defensive end Jonah Ellis is the latest Ute to declare for the 2024 NFL drought. NFL draft. He made the announcement on Instagram last night. KSL Sports reports that Ellis had 18 starts in 35 career games for the Utes. He is the son of Utah great Luther Ellis. First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
It's still pretty quiet out there. No accidents on your valley freeways. That remains the good news. Mostly a good drive in progress, but delays possible at I-215's north end westbound between I-15 to just past Legacy. For now, it's clear, but those delays do pop up from time to time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game. Pick out an unmissable matchup or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this hour, UDOT wrapped up more than 130 projects around the state in 2023, and another is getting its final touch-ups. KSL News Time, 12:37. Mortgage rates are slowly coming down and on average are now below 7%. However, DMBA certified financial planner Shane Stewart says you may still need to wait to refinance your home.
Well, a typical rule of thumb in refinancing is if the new rate is 1% better than the rate you currently have.
Stewart tells Dave and Dujanovic the reason for the minimum 1% difference is to cover the fees that you will incur for the remortgage process. Now, if you currently have a higher than 8% interest rate, you may want to consider refinancing. Students at a school in Kaysville helped come up with their own no-phone policy, and the school says it's actually been a big hit. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
The idea was first brought to parents, then the community council. According to Centennial Junior High's principal, Mercy Ross Mango, students have responded positively to the no-phone in-the-classroom policy, with incentives like ice cream parties for classes that have a clean record. A three-strike rule is part of the policy. Students are still able to use their phones outside of the classroom, with teachers reporting students are more focused and less distracted.
Last year, a bill to ban cell phones at schools in Utah officially was shot down. Ryan Smith is spearheading a project to build a major hub in Provo for startups. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
This project is called the River District, and the Qualtrics founder and Jazz owner is funding the build himself. Now, this is more than just a tech hub hangout. This whole project includes 198 residencies and over 300,000 square feet of office space for Provo's thriving entrepreneurial scene. This background, combined with a history of pioneering spirit, is what Smith hopes will turn Provo into a ground zero for intellectual and technological development. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Gotcha. KSL Sports, Utah Jazz are at home tonight to take on the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons are just 3-30 so far on the season. The tip-off is at 7. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. Here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on your Valley freeways. No accidents and now no delays. Now that I-215's north end has cleared out westbound between I-15 to just past Legacy. We have had some busy and sometimes slower traffic on State Street, and it could be either direction between Fashion Place Mall and about 80th South. But overall, quiet on your roadways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, a small storm is sliding to our south into Las Vegas. That will spread showers into southern Utah, but clouds for northern Utah. High of 43 with some haze out there. 28 overnight, increasing clouds and flurries. For your Thursday, 37, cloudy, and a chance for some flurries. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, Utah Congressman John Curtis is throwing his hat in the ring to take Senator Mitt Romney's seat. We're going to hear more about his decision to join the race. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, we are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
They say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You may not have that kind of time for weatherization, energy efficiency, and appliance rebates, but we do. Dominion Energy's ThermWise program has experts who know where and how to save money. They help homeowners and businesses find simple ways to conserve natural gas and rebates through upgrades that may help to save even more. We put our energy into helping you conserve it, so you can spend your 10,000 hours becoming an expert in what matters to you. Start with a home energy plan at ThermWise.com.
When your back pain is your foot's fault, this is Dean's story.
It was affecting me when I walked, which is a kind of a common activity.
Dean's chronic back pain had become a pain in the you-know-what.
At first, I just sort of ignored it, but eventually, everything catches up to you.
Physically and mentally.
Back pain affects your mood. It really does.
But that's not the only connection Dean made.
A friend of mine suggested I go to the Good Feet store. I was a little confused. Why would I need a foot store? My feet are fine.
But he thought, what the heck? He had nothing to lose.
They took impressions of my feet, and with the footprint, they were able to get me a personalized arch support that, like, lifted pressure off my back.
Hmm. So the source of your back pain was right under your toes.
It's something maybe I should have known, but I found out in the nicest possible way.
See how arch supports work for you with a free fitting. Find your Good Feet store at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold.
Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It's a new year and a new weather pattern. The National Weather Service says this week we can finally expect some snow in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington.
Second, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed as a presidential candidate in Utah this morning. Utah is the first state to allow the independent candidate to put his name on the ballot. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
It's a crash-free commute in progress. That's on the freeways and our main secondaries. If you're headed up to the canyons, Big and Little Cottonwood looking good at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy today, but a series of small storms coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 100 people were killed in twin explosions today in Iran. The blasts occurred moments apart during a commemoration for Iran's popular general killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller at today's briefing reacting to accusations the U.S. was involved.
I do want to address some of the irresponsible claims that I have seen circulate and say that, number one, the United States was not involved in any way, and any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous. And number two, we have no reason to believe that Israel was involved in this explosion.
In Japan, at least 73 people confirmed dead following the earthquake today. The 7.6 magnitude quake located in central Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture and Noto Peninsula. House Republicans led by Speaker Mike Johnson visiting the southern border of Texas today. Meantime, talks in the Senate on a comprehensive aid package continues. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Congressman John Curtis is throwing his hat in the ring to take Senator Mitt Romney's seat. He publicly went back and forth about running and explained to David Dujanovic why he decided to announce his candidacy this morning.
I do think it shows you the difficulty, the degree of difficulty of the decision. And I think anybody that's had a job offer that's gone back and forth and really contemplates and talks to their family about it and changes their mind will understand. And think about this. What we're talking about is saying, look, yeah, I'm going to make a commitment, not for 6 years, probably more like 12 years, maybe even longer than that. And those are serious decisions that you make. And at the time, I think the biggest mistake at the time is everybody was saying, oh, you have to move quick, right? Mm-hmm. Your competitors are out there; they're picking up endorsements and fundraising that you should be picking up. You got to make a really quick decision. And so a lot of it that was quite frankly a forced quick decision. And I do take very, very seriously that your point. And I'm just going to say you're right. And I really don't think that I would, as you played that quote, I really don't think I would be here today, but for those very people who I'd made that commitment to, being part of the voices that said, no, we'd really like you to do that.
So if he is elected, how will his role change?
Well, I can't tell you the amount of frustration I experienced over the last 6 years to watch every substantial piece of legislation be cooked in the Senate and come over to the House, and I couldn't even offer an amendment. I got a thumbs up or thumbs down vote on it. It was so frustrating to me to not be part of crafting that legislation, to not be able to offer amendments. So I would say, Dave, that is one of the largest things to me is that's where a lot of these serious discussions start. That's where these policies are then put into stone. And by the time they get to the House, oftentimes it's too late. And then let's be honest, the House is in chaos, in a state of dysfunction that this country has never seen. And I wouldn't say that played a major part of my decision, but certainly that plays into your decision of like, we're just stumbling over ourselves. We have the majority as Republicans, and all we do is kick out our speaker, and then we can't reelect a speaker. That's not a good environment.
Curtis is currently Utah's third district representative. He's one of at least a half dozen Republicans in the race for Senator Mitt Romney's seat, including House Speaker Brad Wilson. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20% or 20 cents with a Dino Pay. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, no problems on I-15 north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. Looking at a good drive there, as well as the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. We have had a little bit of traffic backing up on the 201 going westbound at about 3200 west, so just after I-215's west belt. Not really sure what's going on there. I'm trying to find out a little bit more. We may have an accident, but just keep that in mind if you're traveling westbound on the 201, a little gunked up from the west belt over to just past 3200 West. Don't miss the amazing Utah Auto Expo, January 12th through 15th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. See the newest cars, trucks, electric vehicles, all in a non-selling environment. AutoExpoUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, mostly cloudy today with a high of 43. Then a chance for flurries tomorrow, high of 37. 36 snow showers likely on Friday. We go 35 with more snow showers possible on Saturday evening. Down to 33 on Sunday. We keep snow showers in the forecast. We love to see it. 28 and partly cloudy, cold for your Monday. We work into Tuesday. Another chance for snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets at this hour, and they are in negative territory. The Dow is down by more than 100 points. A complete update of your money news up next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
There are so many things that set Euromax cabinets apart from any other cabinet provider. The details can be a bit overwhelming, but let me give you a small sample. Each of their boxes are made from laminate with high-strength pressed wood core. They band all four edges of each piece using a waterproof and heat-resistant PUR glue that's the best in the industry. Their process virtually eliminates water damage, chipping, and greatly extends the life of your investment. Their LED lights are inset flush, so they look amazing wherever you put them. Whether it's inside glass cabinets, under the wall cabinets, or in the toe kicks, nothing adds a more luxurious feeling than lighting done correctly. When it comes to the face of your cabinets, the sky's the limit. They have access to all the cutting-edge products in the market. Simply put, the finest cabinet to be built and installed in the state of Utah. Go see their showroom in Pleasant Grove or start shopping their product at EuromaxFurniture.com. That's EuromaxFurniture.com. Euromax, built for you.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. I've had people ask me, how does NPS, the nice place to save, have such great low prices? Well, they acquire their inventory from overstock, unclaimed and refused shipments from companies around the country, and it makes them possible for you to get these products that you want at unbelievable prices. And it's a win-win-win for everybody. I want to remind everybody, too, that when you shop at NPS, they're always competitive with their groceries. And then the incredible prices on most of the products throughout the store. It is amazing. They check their competitors' pricing first, then they mark down everything between 30 and 70% off, and then they have weekly offers and weekly sales where you can save additional amounts, 20 to 70% off the already reduced prices. New inventory comes in every day. It's an adventure to shop at NPS, the nice place to save, in Orem, Layton, and two stores right here in Salt Lake City.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 1254, small in stature, big in energy, a new dog breed will be in the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show competition this year. ABC's Sherry Preston has more.
Some dog lovers compare the Lancashire Heeler to a scaled-down corgi, about a foot tall, weighing around 17 pounds. Described as gritty, feisty, and intelligent, historically the often black and tan dogs were used to drive cattle and root out rats. The latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club is now eligible to compete at thousands of dog shows, including the Biggie Westminster, which will be held here in New York in early May.
There are about 5,000 Lancashire Heelers all over the world. Watching Utah's money, almost 7,000 pounds of ground beef products are being recalled for possible E. coli contamination. There haven't been any illnesses reported yet, but officials believe many of it may still be sitting in freezers. A full list of recalled meat is available on the FDA's website. The latest news in the chicken wars, the Crack Shack has been bought out by the Houston, Texas Hot Chicken. Now, the restaurant currently has one location in Lehigh, and the Main Street Crack Shack could be rebranded and reopened by late February. The U.S. is in some serious debt. The Treasury says the nation's gross national debt has surpassed $34 trillion. This comes after the temporary lift to the nation's debt limit last year after the government ran up against its legal borrowing capacity. Now, the agreement lasts until January of 2025. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 155 points, sitting at 37,560. S&P 500 is down by 22. The NASDAQ is down by 116 points. March might be 2 months away, but for Utah College basketball programs, they're looking solid in the latest bracketology projections. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the breakdown.
Only twice before have four Division I schools in Utah made the tournament, but if the projections updated this week hold true, the third time might be the charm. ESPN's Joe Lunardi currently predicts BYU would be a number three seed facing 14 seed Weber State in the first round right here in Salt Lake City. He's got Utah as a 7 seed and Utah State as an 11 seed in the first four.
Of course, it's all hypothetical until Selection Sunday, and we have a ways to wait for that. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1257.
Visit the contest page on KSLNewsRadio.com.
This week, win $250 cash.
That's right. We're giving you a chance at New Year's cash just for subscribing to our text database.
Or
win lower bowl tickets to an upcoming jazz game.
Catch select jazz games right here on KSL News Radio. Plus, win tickets to the Piano Guys, coming September to the Sandy Amphitheater. What are you waiting for?
Text the word CONTEST to 57500 or go to KSLNewsRadio.com/contests.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm originally from New Jersey. It's a little different than Utah. Oh, okay. It's a lot different than Utah. You understand what I'm saying here? I first came here on a date. I had an employee who lived in Utah, and I said, that girl, I think I'm going to meet her, and it's tax deductible. I never left. I've never left. I've been here for going on 15 years now, and we've been married for 12. I've been around the block in the radio business. I've worked for a lot of major companies. There are none with the commitment to the community that I found at KSL. There are none with the camaraderie of the staff that I found at KSL. And there are none with the commitment of management and the company to the safety, the health, the welfare of their staff. And I just love this place.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. Let's find out what's happening on the roads. Here's Ricky Meese.
I've been keeping an eye on the 21st South Freeway going westbound. It's after Redwood Road and before 3200 West. And it looks like the delays that we had are easing. Not really sure what caused that. It could have been debris in the road. No accidents reported there. Anyway, we are back to a crash-free and delay-free drive on all of the Valley freeways as we wrap up your noontime drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, we are in for a change. It looks like a 40% chance of snow showers tomorrow and Friday, with our temperatures dropping into the mid-30s. Well, we're in mid-30s right now, but the low is 27. Over the weekend, though, a better chance of snow showers, 70% chance coming up on Sunday. And then it looks like, boy, the temperature down to 28 degrees on Monday for a high. Right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.